I've mainly been with the rookies.
Yeah.
So we haven't mixed up with the older guys too much, but it is cool to see, you know, the pictures of the guys who used to play here, you know, Teddy Bruschi, and just to see, you know, those guys who were here when I was a kid. So.
What was his reaction to signing?
He was excited. I mean, he was jumping on me, you know, punching me and stuff. It was he had a good time.
Did he tell you anything about joining the Patriots?
He just said, you know, this is a new team, this is a new opportunity, and just make the best of it. You know, take every day for what it's worth and give your best.
You guys close? Are you very close?
Yeah,
really close.
And you have how many other siblings?
There's six of us total.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, so we're pretty close. You know, football kind of brings us together. Even though we're 10 years apart, it kind of brings us together.
Obviously, you've been very open about the heart situation and condition and surgeries, and I just wanted to ask you, I guess what would be a difficult question, but I'll leave it to you to answer. How difficult has that been, and how concerned are you as you come on into the NFL with that?
It has been a struggle in the past, but I really learned to look past it and work through it, and not let it hinder me from getting the best out of the work. So I think it's just something that we'll deal with day by day, take it as it comes, but it's definitely curable.
Is it an awkward reality that you're going to have to meet somebody and then within 3 minutes be asking you a personal question, how's your heart? I mean, it's uncomfortable, I would think, to some degree.
Yeah, I've kind of got used to it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Is it something, you said something you have to deal with, is it a day-to-day thing, is it in terms of medication, or how does that work?
It just depends, you know, it's very, it's in episodes, so, you know, I may be good for weeks and then all of a sudden just have an episode, but it's never bothered me in a game, and I can say that it's just a nuisance more than a hindrance.
Mm-hmm. So, if I can ask, what does an episode consist of?
Rapid heartbeat, tachycardia, just maybe 5 minutes and then it's over. Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry if you've been asked before, but what has your brother kind of told you about this organization, and what do you remember from his time in New England?
He told me that's a great place to go, that it'll help me develop as a young player. It's a great opportunity. I'm just really thankful that they would choose me to go free agent. It's an awesome opportunity. I'm just grateful to be chosen.
Do you remember him chasing down Champ Bailey in that playoff game?
I remember that. I was watching TV. I remember sitting on the couch, and I thought the play was over. And then all of a sudden, my dad jumps up and said, you know, look at Benjamin, look at Benjamin. He ran out Champ Bailey. It was amazing. It was an amazing play.
Coming into this organization, obviously it's known for the tight ends from when the time your brother was drafted, Gronkowski. Did that play into the role, your decision to come here, I guess I would say?
All I know is they chose me, and I was grateful to take the opportunity. So I'm just glad to be here.
What were you expecting through the draft itself? Had you had information as to whether you might be drafted or not? And was it a disappointment to not be drafted?
I was expecting to be a late pick or a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't disappointed to go free agent. I'm more than happy to be here and just really grateful to be given the opportunity.
And then you're in position to pick your opportunity, I suppose, as a free agent. Were there many different people who inquired about your services?
There was a couple other teams, and then the Patriots showed the most interest, and I'm glad they did.
You had the heart issues in 2020, had the procedures done. Were you worried that you might not be able to play going forward after that?
Yeah, the early stages of starting to get a condition, it showed up in my late freshman, early sophomore years, and so I was kind of just curious as to what was happening. So once we figured out what it was, I wasn't too concerned after that I would keep playing. You know, at first I was a little bit worried, but had no doubt after being informed of what it was from the doctors.
Did you feel in the process of preparing for this opportunity that you had to convince NFL teams that it wouldn't be a problem moving forward, or did you return to NC State validate that?
I think it was always in question. I think every team wants to know if it would affect me. But I think as far as doctors, they knew that that it wasn't something that would hinder me from playing the game. So I, you know, team doctors, there's been plenty of the players who have had a condition and played, so I don't think they were too worried.
Give a lot of contact with the Patriots before the draft?
Yeah, they came and worked me out in Raleigh with a private workout and talked to some scouts. So yeah, we had contact.
You missed a lot of your senior year, correct?
Not my senior year. I redshirted in my junior year.
Oh, okay. Was that kind of a frustrating experience?
Yeah, it was a little frustrating because I played the first 2 years and then sat out in the middle and then played two more years. So it was kind of frustrating to see guys play and have success on the field and I wasn't a part of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it taught me a lot. And it just taught me patience.
What influence he had on you, both football-wise, but also as a brother?
Yeah, he's always been there to, you know, give me pointers and anything I need help on, you know, just little things. But he's always been an example of you know, how to work hard, how to be determined, how to hustle, and so he's always been a great example for me.
In terms of the type of player you are, you know, the type of player he was, do you see any yourself similarities?
I can just say that I can only be the best I can be. You know, he had a great career and he had a great influence here, and so all I can do is come in and bring my best every day to try to make a great contribution.
Do you remember coming to games here?
I do.
Play?
I do.
Any memories stand out to you more than any other?
I remember Doug Flutie kicking a drop kick against, was that, I think that was Miami, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I remember that vividly. And just sitting up in the stands. And now I'm like actually here, being a part of it, so it's really cool.
How old were you about the time when Ben was playing here?
He got drafted when I was in the eighth grade.
Okay.
And so he was here 6 years. So between middle school and high school. Yeah.
Is it special being able to put on that same uniform as your brother? And I'm assuming you grew up kind of cheering for the Patriots because of your brother. How special is that for you?
It feels really cool. I mean, it's really surreal to be seeing that as a young person. And then now I'm actually in the position that he was. But it brings its own challenges. And I'm just really trying to learn and trying to pick things up as fast as I can. So it's definitely a lot different from college.
How would you describe your game?
Describe my game. I hustle. I just play as hard as I can. So you know, that's every day, and I try to give that every day, and try to be the best that I can. So.
How much of your preparation, you know, over the next few months is going to be more focused on mentally preparing as opposed to physically, just getting it down, the NFL playbook and all of that?
Yeah, it's, I mean, the one thing I've learned in the past 2 days is that it's a lot more mental than just physical. The preparation and the playbook, just learning the little things and being able to produce it fast. But then also the conditioning is a huge part of it too. So just trying to put that all together. You know, it's difficult, but it's a challenge that I'm really open to tackling.
And where were you when you received the phone call from the Patriots?
We were in a restaurant. We were taking my mom out for Mother's Day, and so Benjamin was there and all my siblings. So it was a cool place. It was a cool place to get that call.
What was your mom's reaction?
She was excited. She just hugged me. She actually picked my dad up from the airport, and so they were coming, and so they're really happy to get the news too.
Where was it North Carolina somewhere?
It was in Charlotte. Yeah, Charlotte.
What was Ben's reaction?
He was excited. He came out of the elevator and jumped on me, and then we just had like a big group hug. So it's pretty cool.
Did he want you on the Saints?
I mean, he said it would have been cool. But he said he'd be happy for me, you know, wherever I went.
I know you guys let's take two more now, but can you still kind of call him during this process and ask him all these questions that you might have? And is that like a very valuable resource that he has?
Yeah, he's always open to talk. That's a good thing, and he's always been a help to me. The thing is just making time to get down and do that. You know, I got to study my free time, and then when I'm not studying, I'm doing this. So it's just a lot on my plate at once. So.
And Ben, you tell us a little bit about the special teams experience you had in college, which units?
Yeah. I've played on kick return, punt return, field goal, a little bit of punt, but you know, I'm pretty much open to anything.
Do you need to do anything right, specific guys. Now with your heart condition?
Nothing too specific, just whatever the doctors tell me to do.